Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's head to Australia now, where our correspondent Brad Foster is standing by. Hey, Brad.
Hi, Jesse. How are you going?
I'm really good, sir. Lovely to have you on the show. And you're back from Adelaide now.
I am, yes. Just with a slight flu, unfortunately. But I will soldier on, as they say.
Can we blame Adelaide for that, or maybe just the plane travel?
Yeah, I think it was just, it got very cool overnight and I wasn't used to that in Sydney and wasn't dressed appropriately. So when you're going somewhere, you don't think too much unless you're going in the snow.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You might need a jacket or something. So,
By the way,
my own fault.
Yeah, and this interview worthwhile already just for the way you say cool. you got some good news for us this week. Tell us more.
Yeah, this is relating to Professor Richard Scolia. He's the co-head of the Melanoma Institute of Australia, and he was named as one of this year's Australian of the Year recipients. Now, he does a lot of work with melanoma, but unfortunately, in mid last year, he was diagnosed with a brain cancer. Now,
we got that story over here. Yeah, it was a really sad story.
Yeah. Now, he announced last week that they're trying, him and his colleague at the Melanoma Institute are trying a new form of treatment that they're doing with melanoma on his brain cancer. And apparently, he announced last week that he's had no recurrence of the disease in 10 months. And the average time of recurrence with his kind of cancer is usually 6 months. So he's calling this a great achievement, a step forward. He's certainly not out of the woods. They're using something called neoadjuvant combination immunotherapy, which is administered before the removal of any tumour. Now, he said last week the 5-year survival rate in melanoma patients has gone from 5 to 55% using this method, but it hadn't been tried in brain cancer before. So we thought, let's give it a crack and see if we can make a difference. And it certainly is. He's, as I said, he's certainly not out of the woods, but it's very positive. And he's a lovely man and has been credited with saving hundreds of lives of people diagnosed with melanoma, Jesse. So let's hope that he's continues on the track of recovery.
Yeah, and no doubt all of Australia is watching his journey, his progress, with excitement and hope.
Yeah, there's he has a Facebook page, and you can actually he sort of does a little video report once a week or thereabouts, just explaining how the treatment is going and how he's feeling. And I think for anybody who may have any kind of cancer, really, it certainly would be interesting to watch and get a little bit of inspiration and hope, I guess.
Hey, now you have a rare thing from you, some AFL news. It's not a sport covered very closely by New Zealanders, but this is actually prompted by your stepfather.
Yes, my stepfather. He lives up in Coffs Harbour. He's 80 years old, and he's a staunch Australian rules football player, and he does listen to me once a week, Jesse, and he says I never talk about it. And it's the true code of Australia, unlike NRL, and I guess he has a point. Apparently 500,000 people play it every week, which is about double the number of rugby league participants. But being a Sydney sider, my excuse is that I live in an NRL state and my interest is not great. But then when I was in Adelaide last week, it was quite interesting to see how much the focus was on an NRL, on AFL, and you go out
was
to
it?
Dinner and people are talking about AFL, and the same thing happens in Melbourne and Perth and Tasmania as well, where they're hoping to get a team in the competition in the near future. They actually unveiled a new jersey and name last week. Now, I bet you can guess what it might be called, Jesse, if you think about it.
Tasmanian Tigers.
Close. Tasmanian Devil.
Oh. Tasmanian Devil. Okay, that makes more sense, yeah. The Tigers are extinct, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, there is apparently the odd sighting, but I think Tasmanian Devils is probably a little bit more of what they're after. Now, one stumbling block down there is that the AFL governing body want them to have a larger stadium, which many people have argued against because of the cost. We all know the cost of building a stadium, but they've just had an election down there. The Liberal Party is returning. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe, he's just claimed his party will lead with a minority government, and I think the stadium and the Tasmanian Devils will be a hot point of discussion, Jesse, in the next month or so.
Well, hang
and
on,
maybe
how
there
does,
will be another
where,
team.
Where does this fit in with the world's largest chocolate fountain that was apparently a big election topic in the same state?
Well, there's a lot of things to discuss down there, Jesse.
Yeah, priorities. Okay. I'm sure we can watch it on some obscure Sky channel if we're interested.
Yes, I don't understand the game, but I've done my job now, and I'm not being as biased as I am towards rugby league and rugby, of course. But
okay, what else is happening in your part of the world?
Well, you may remember Erin Patterson, the woman charged with the alleged murder of three people after she served a mushroom meal to them last year. And now she's in jail in Victoria, and she's been moved into a protected unit of that prison for her own safety. We haven't had any more details on why that may be, but she has moved, and she's due to appear in court on May the 3rd. The Rip Curl Pro at Bells Beach in Victoria is on this week. The Socceroos are playing Lebanon in Canberra tonight in a World Cup qualifier, and I did see that your team are playing somewhere else.
Well, it's Tunisia, I believe.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you, and I'll tell you how the Socceroos go next week. And I have a holiday idea for you for next year, Jesse. I'm not sure how old your kids are, but if they're into the Wiggles have just announced that Captain Feathersaw, Dorothy the Dinosaur, Henry the Octopus, Wags the Dog, and Shirley Shawn the Unicorn will be on board Royal Caribbean for 6 exclusive Wiggles sailings next year and in 2026. Now, bookings open on April 10, and I imagine you would have to be pretty quick to get your tickets. I don't know if I could imagine anything worse, but and imagine if you got on the wrong cruise and you didn't like the Wiggles. So make sure
check the details before you're booking any cruise for 2025-26. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a new kind of hell. Brad, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jesse.
It's Brad Foster, our Australian correspondent.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.